Okay, well, this was, Friday, April 11th, and it was a very cold night at Esther Shiner Stadium in North York, and we have seen history being made as this is the first ever League One Ontario game for Cambridge United. It was a League One Cup, and a real stunning surprise, a 3-0 result. And I have head coach John Morgan from the victorious Cambridge team, United team. Let's start with some comments about how well the game went for your team tonight.
Well, I think it went exceptionally well as soon as we came away with the victory. But from a performance perspective, we set objectives through our training week based upon what information we had about Alliance and film we were able to watch from last year. So we're actually very pleased with the objectives we set. We thought the game did go to plan. Very aggressive team, Alliance. They pressure the ball really well, which can really force errors from you. But I thought our errors were kept to a minimal individually. And I think as a group, we defended solidly. And as the game opened up a little bit in transition in the second half, we were able to capitalize, and obviously that's when we scored our goals.
Yeah, I thought, except for that, it's like that gift goal in the first half.
Yeah.
I mean, you just got to say thank you.
Yeah.
Skyward, yeah.
Absolutely. We're not going to look that one away.
No, okay. And that Alliance was a Premier Division team, they had some reasons with kids in school writing, like the U of T players in school writing exams and so on. Reminds me of a Tony Curtis basketball movie. I have to mention that. Let's see. Now, I'm going to ask, how did you feel this team like to stock it with a full roster of players?
Yeah, so we've been a guest club within the League One environment for 3 years now.
Okay.
And during that time, we took the two-year process to apply for a full license, and we finally achieved that this year. Our ethos all along is to be local, to be for local players to complete the pathway. Right now, on the male side, within that squad of 25, we have 14 players that have played with the club.
Nice.
And we have 20 players that are from the local area, Kitchener-Waterloo.
Right.
We have a couple of players from Guelph.
Right.
And then we have one international player who wasn't even playing tonight that's come in from the States. So very much a local ethos, and that's how we built the roster. So we have players from University of Waterloo, we have players from Laurier University, and we have players from Conestoga College.
Very nice. I wanted to drop in two names of guys I recognize. Harvey Merchant was the captain, and he is from Guelph, United from last year.
Yeah.
And Colin Gander, who also played for Guelph, but is actually, as some folks will read me, you'll know, played for, actually was on HFX Wanderers and CPL for a year or so.
Yeah.
I mean, wow. But rather than going back to Guelph, which was relegated, but they're still at a higher division, they came to your team. Are they locals, or are they just let's try something new?
Colin actually lives 5 minutes from me, outside of Cambridge. But really what they bought into was the idea of the project.
Yes.
The fact that we were going to be local and we were starting in the third tier, but the project is there for us. We're aggressive. We want to be aggressive. We're looking for promotion this year from League Two. That's the squad we've built, and that's what we're looking for. So they really bought into that idea of using their experience to bring a younger group forward to get promotion into that championship. So I've been really pleased with them, with their leadership that they've brought to the group, and it looks really positive.
Okay, very good. And I wanted to lead into how, I'll have something to say, you are in the 8-team League 2 Southwest Division. There's sort of three of those divisions that are like equals. And it actually, thinking, oh geez, 8 teams, we're new. But I was able to peel off 4 teams that play one level above them, like the level two, and they can't be promoted because they can't piggyback onto themselves into the same division. And there was, seeing from what last year, the Alliance team actually turned down a promotion, because of the expense of running a championship league team, that I figure that maybe the only team you have to beat is Railway City FC. But you're taking this that let's win every game.
Absolutely. I think, number one, we don't make the rules.
Right.
All we can do is turn up every week and face the opposition and prepare for that opposition. Our objective is to win a game week to week. Our objective for this year is, can we win promotion? We want to do it the right way. So that means, number one, winning the conference. Number two, going into playoffs and hopefully get that little bit of luck that everybody needs to win promotion through the playoffs. That's our objective.
Great. Now, I wanted to finish with one thing. This makes history. But many years ago, more than 100 years ago, I know Cambridge has sort of gobbled up a few cities along the way, sort of like where I live right now. This used to be Willowdale, North York, and now it's Toronto. But Cambridge has actually taken over Galt, Ontario. And if we dial back to 1904, that team from that city went down to St. Louis, 1904 Olympics, and is so still, to this day, being the only team, only Canadian men's team that's ever won a gold medal. There's still some, some history of descendants who have gone around the town making, presentations about their great grandfathers and so on. Have they ever come to your team, which started actually in 1976, I believe, and inspired the city?
History is a wonderful thing, and it's something we all should be proud of. Our club is 53 years old now.
Right.
We had 50 years. But beyond that, as you say, there were three cities originally, Preston, Galt, and Hespler, that all merged together to form Cambridge. So we proudly display in our offices, in our foyer, the picture of the Galt team. We have the article there all about it. So every child that walks in the facility, when they look at the cabinet and trophies, they see that.
Yes.
I think we should be very proud of our history. It's something that's really unique to Canada right now. And all we can hope is that we follow that tradition and we keep Cambridge on the map and keep that history alive.
All right. So thank you for talking to me, and with that English accent and me looking up on the internet that you're not the first or the most popular Cambridge United team, as I kept bumping into English League, but hey, you got to start somewhere. So thank you for talking to me.
Thank you.
And